So I'm Yvette Benton. Thanks for joining me. It's time for Sips and Tips. It's time to sit with me. It's time to talk about how do we become a helpmeet that's suitable. Whew, sometimes you got to sit back and take a deep breath and say, I'm a helpmeet that's suitable. And I'm going to put the work in. I'm a helpmeet that's suitable. It might be difficult, but I'm going to do it. It's a struggle sometimes, but we're committed. We're committed. Guess what? Helpmeets that are suitable are committed. We're committed to the word, we're committed to God, and we are committed to our role, we're committed to our spouse, we're just committed. That's a tip right there, be committed. And sip on that. All right, I am looking at a tip. This one might hurt a little, so we're gonna take a deep breath, gonna get a sip, and we're gonna be all right. We're big girls, we are big girls. So tip one is be committed. I had to say that ahead of time, I guess, because this one's going to be a little, you know, people get a little, you know, let me see, combative with these help me rules and help me tips. But I'm the messenger. I'm the author of Help of the Help Meet book and workbook. But today I looked in the book. God, what do you want us to talk about on Sips and Tips? First, be committed. Get out your journal. But on Help Meet the Advocate. Help Meet is an advocate. You are to advocate for your king. So let me share what that kind of looks like. Do you have your book? Open it up with me. Thanks for being with me, but open your book. It's time to get to work. It says, if you've ever been to court to testify or help someone who has made a bad decision, you may have had to speak on their behalf. That's what an advocate is. It's one who speaks on someone else's behalf. You as a helpmeet should be speaking on behalf of your king into the atmosphere. So here's how that looks. Devil, I'm here to advocate for my king. Back off. Get away. Give him back. I'm interceding. I'm standing in the gap. I'm an advocate for my king. Now, why is this troubling? Because sometimes our king makes us a little frustrated. Can we sip on that? But God is not concerned about that. How about that? That doesn't change your role. Just because he's done some things, that's between him and God. You still advocate for him. You still stand in the gap for him. You still intercede for him. Take a very big sip. You're an advocate for your king. Who will intercede for him? Who will stand in the gap for him? That's your position. That's your job. Many times the world comes after our kings. The world, the weight of the world is on them. And they're looking to be supported. They're looking for someone to stand in the gap. And many times, because tricks of the enemy, they're looking for some support and they're not finding it where they should find it with their helpmeet. How do I know? Before God gave me deliverance, before God showed me, before God revealed, I wasn't a good advocate. In fact, I was agreeing with the devil. That's not an advocate. That's not my role. I was like, the devil was like, he's a loser. And I was like, you're right. The devil was like, he's failing again. And I was like, see there? I knew it. The devil was like, he's lying. I know. He's such a liar. The devil is giving me some. I'm not advocating. When the devil said he's a liar, I'm saying, but God says he's a king. And I'm decreeing and declaring, that's what I shall see. That's who he is. That's who God created. I needed to be his advocate. Instead, I was agreeing with the devil. I was agreeing with Satan when I should have been advocating on his behalf. When the world was coming down on him, I was on the world's side. He got home from a difficult day. He got in the house from having something tragic happen or having something difficult happen. And because I was hurt, because I was bitter, because I was judgmental, because I was angry, he came home. He didn't find an advocate. He found someone who agreed with everything that was going wrong. I didn't know, but I know now. I know now, and I'm trying to help you. I know now, and I'm teaching and training other helpmeets. Our role is to advocate, support, stand in the gap. Now, some of you are going to say, well, if he's doing this or if he's doing that, I'm not going to advocate for him. You advocate anyway, and you decree and declare because your words have power. You pray until you see it, and then when you see it, you protect it. That's what we do. That's what we do. We still advocate for him. That means we intercede. That means we pray. It may not look like it's supposed to look yet, but what do you think faith is for? What do you think prayer is for? Yeah. What do you think we are for? We got to get it together, helpmeets. If we're going to be suitable, we're going to have to be advocates. So this week, I want you to take note. We get ourselves together. Take note. When are you advocating for your king? Let me sip on that. Because to be an advocate, it's going to have to be intentional. It's going to have to be intentional. So, let's make an intentional decision to advocate for our king when even we think things that are negative, when even the world says things that are wrong, when our king even says is down on himself, you advocate on his behalf. You are a king. You are a kingdom man. You are an overcomer. You are going to be just fine. You're a winner, king. I'm advocating for you. I'm standing in the gap. Oh, no. I'm not agreeing with the devil. I'm advocating on your behalf. I'm your advocate. That takes practice. That takes intent. And more practice and more intent. But you pray it until you see it. And when you see it, you don't leave your post. You protect it. You cover it. You continue to pray. You pull down strongholds. You do whatever you have to do to be his advocate. And then you sip because you please God. And then you sip because you did what you should be doing. And then you sip knowing you are an advocate for your king. Well, some might say that could be very, very challenging. Get back in your book. Make sure you're being an advocate. Take that as your challenge for the week. When we do our sips and tips, you got challenge for the week. Yes, it's nice to sip and let. Yes, it's nice to spend a little time together, but we have an assignment each week to get better and better and better at this help meet role. It's challenging, but it's worth it. It's challenging, but it's godly. It's challenging. But I'm telling you, it will improve your marriage and it will improve your walk with Christ. What's your excuse? Because some of you are not an advocate because you've lost hope. Some of you are not an advocate because you're angry or bitter. And when you're angry and bitter and judgmental or you've lost hope, you've got to get it back. You've got to get it back. You've got to pursue hope. You've got to understand without hope, you have no faith. Without faith, you have no prayer power. I need my prayers to be answered. I need all the prayer power I can get. Because faith is the substance of things hoped for. And if we take evaluation, sometimes we're just lacking in hope. So go to geraldandyvette.com. That's our website. And we've got to pursue hope. We've got to go after it. We've got to go get as much hope as we can have so that our faith increases. There's no sense of thinking we have faith if we don't have hope. We got to believe. And hope deferred is very sad for any Christian. We can't put away hope. And how can you be an advocate if your heart is sick? How can you be a mature Christian if your heart is sick? How can you be a living epistle if your heart is sick? So we're digging into the word. We've got to know what happened to our hope and then go after it. Hope in the middle of a storm. In the middle of a storm. Storms rage and you still have hope. Things look bad and you still have hope. Things are confusing, but you still have hope. You know why? Because the word of God says so. Because you know you need faith. Because you know God is your Father. And you hope in his word. You hope in the things of God. You don't lose hope. But hope in the middle of a storm is powerful. Very, very powerful. And I had to learn to grab a hold of hope. Because at first I didn't believe. And until I had hope, I couldn't believe. I couldn't believe. So, if you're lacking hope, or if you want to make sure you continue in hope, hope again. Hope in the middle of a storm. And maybe you're not in a storm. Maybe you're in the best time of your life. We need to bombard heaven and terrorize hell with warfare prayers. Don't just pray. War. War against the enemy and make sure he knows. Gerald Benton Jr. has a helpmeet that's not only suitable, she's got some weapons. What does your king have? Sip. Does he have an advocate? Does he have a prayer warrior? Does he have someone who believes in him? Does he have an encourager? Does he have help? Just checking. He has someone who's committed. He has an advocate. He has a warrior. He has an intercessor. Yeah, what does your king have? Oh yeah, what does he have? He has an encourager. He has a cheerleader. What does he have? What does he have? Put that in your mindset and put it in your journal. What does your king have? I need you to know. I need you to know. He has a supporter. What are the words? What are we? Does he have someone in his corner? Does he have someone that loves him? Does he have a comforter? Does he have someone that trusts him? Or trust the God in him. Or just trust God. Sometimes you got to trust God and not him. And that's just the way it is. Someone who's relentless. So be thinking about that. Put that in your journal. Write it in. My king has an encourager. My king has a cheerleader. My king has someone suitable. My king has a warrior. My king has someone committed. My king has an advocate. My king has an inspirer. Oh, yes. And it'll fire you up. That's right. It'll fire you up. He has a safe place. My king, he has someone who creates a safe place. Someone who is a partner. Someone who's steadfast. Someone who loves him unconditionally. That's what we've got to do. Sometimes we don't think about it. Sometimes we forget. Sometimes we get caught up in ourselves. I get it. But we got to stay where we are. Someone he can depend on. Someone he can lean on. That's it. You guys write in your journal. I'm Yvette Benton and I'm a helpmeet that's suitable. And I was reading from my help from the helpmeet book. All right. GeraldandYvette.com. I'm Yvette Benton. I'm so glad you spent some time with me.